As I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, it's like the third week, we're still in the vineyard here, okay? But the theme is a little bit different this week as compared to the last couple weeks. Is there anybody who has never experienced rejection or failure? Anybody? Maybe you're like two or something. All of us have experienced some one shape, way, form of failure or rejection in our lives. But how do we deal with it? Right? I was thinking of maybe perhaps try to recall the first time when you were like rejected or you really failed at something. I was thinking of that this morning. It was when I was in elementary school. And it kind of depends on the age or the person, but there comes a moment in elementary school when you start thinking, you know, girls have cooties into girls are cute. There's that transition. I don't know when it happened. It depends on the person, but for me, I think it happened like fifth grade or some sixth grade, something like this. And then, you know, the same girls that I didn't want to hang out with, now I found out, oh, they're cute, you know? So I asked this girl out. Do you want to be my friend? You know what she said? No. it's still haunting me right now. You know? But like dealing with straight up rejection. How do you deal with that? You know, whether it's in a relationship, right? Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, or you know, college acceptance letter. That's a big one. And nowadays, it's all online now, but some universities, they still like to do the whole old-fashioned thing. You kind of know. You don't even need to open it. You know, if it's a heavy, nice envelope, you know you got in, right? But if it's like a very lightweight, just kind of postcard, forget it, right? But how do you deal with that? You know, you work so hard, and they just tell you they don't want you. They don't think you're smart enough for their university, right? Or at the jobs. You know, I always thought it's like a courtesy call. Like, even if you don't hire the person, you should call them and say, you know what, thank you for applying, but, you know, we decided to move in a different direction, da da da. They don't even call you. No, you apply, maybe you get the first interview, but if they don't want you, they don't even call you, right? Or even while you're working, you know, you've heard of this hostile takeover? Yeah. I mean, I have some of my friends just recently, you know, they've been working in their company for 20 years, and all of a sudden they come to work, and the HR manager goes, give me your keys. What? We're going to escort you out. Here's your severance pay. Get out of here. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with being rejected or failure, right? And how is it dealt with in the gospel today? Because you have the vineyard, there's a landowner, there's the workers, vintage time comes near. So the landowner sends the servants to his servants to obtain the produce. But what do the tenants do? It's actually pretty graphic. The tenants, you know, seize the servants. Some they beat, some they killed, some they stoned, right? Talk about rejection, right? And the landowner says, well, let's try this again. In fact, I'm going to send more. And then they did the same. And then he says, well, how about if I send my son? Surely they will respect him. And then they kill him again. The same thing, right? But I'm always so impressed. As Jesus says in the gospel, he turns something very graphic and negative, rejection, failure, into something positive. As he says, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? I'm always surprised to see how God can be so positive. Rejection after rejection. To be able to turn rejection into cornerstone. Something negative as a key piece to something positive. And if you think about it, how many times you and I have rejected God? You know? And how many times has he accepted us? Right? Every time. Right? Thinking about some examples here, I was on the plane. And you know, like in the plane, they have little screens and you watch movies. And I'm like, okay, whatever. It's free movies, so I can just watch movies. And I was watching Cinderella. Everybody knows the story of Cinderella, right? But this is not, it wasn't a like a cartoon. It was like the latest version, I guess. And it's got some interesting twists, a different version of it. But mostly the same ideas, right? Where talk about rejection. How many times was Cinderella rejected? By her evil stepmom and stepsisters. They treated her like crap, right? And time and time again, she's so positive. And then, you know, I don't usually cry, but then, you know, when then the shoe fits the, you know, the her feet, you know, the glass slipper, oh. You know? Time and time, rejection has become the cornerstone. I was watching a Gatorade commercial. Of course, Gatorade, their whole deal is to sell the, you know, the sports drink. But it really kind of hit me, saying, Michael Jordan asks, want to know what is the secret to victory? He says, fail to make the varsity team. Serena Williams, a tennis player, says, well, be on the wrong side of the biggest upset in your sport. J.J. Watt, football player, says, start your career as a walk-on. Nobody notices you. Peyton Manning says, go 3-13 your rookie season. And Matt Ryan, another quarterback, says, be on the wrong side of the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history. And the commercial ends by, you know, capital bold letters, defeat. Make defeat your fuel. Right? Jesus is the ultimate proof of redemption. Defeat becomes the fuel for our salvation. Time and time again, I tell people, the Jesus model, our faith, Christianity, this is not a success model. It's not a story of success. It's a story of failure. It's a failure model. If you think of Jesus, right, his goal, his mission was to spread the good news. Right? How many people did he actually spread the good news? You know that they, you know, we have the 14 stations. They actually like, you know, killed him. So that doesn't sound like a positive note to me. Right? His mission was to spread the good news of God the Father, right? And totally rejected him. Maybe he had 12. Even 12. They still rejected him, right? So it's not a story of success. It's a story of failure. But it's also a story of how failure becomes the cornerstone of our faith, called the resurrection, right? But I think, you know, the key is to face our rejections, face our failures, like the heart of the landowner, to keep trying and try to see the positive and to embrace the failures, right? A lot of times we talk about our successes. Do we talk about our failures? Do we talk about our rejection? The classic example of some of people say, oh, you know, I went to the casino and I won so much money. Okay, that's one success story out of how many failures? Rarely you talk about, oh, I went and I lost so much money, right? In my studies down at USC, you know, we're looking at, you know, businesses and models that actually kind of work. And why is it that they're so successful? And actually, the successful companies are the companies that are able to embrace their failures, right? And some of these companies, they have a little poster board that says, you know, fail, you know, continue to fail. Failure is a way to success. But if you fail cheaply, fail quickly, fail frequently, fail elegantly. I don't know how you fail elegantly, you know. Fail safely and fail smartly. Right? And if you kind of really think about it, Jesus did all those things. Right? I don't know if there's room for failure in our lives. So many of these students, there's no room for failure. You get an A-, you're done. You don't make the football team, you're done. You don't get into an Ivy League school, you're done. You don't get a job at Google, you're done. You're not married at 35 with two kids and two-car garage, you're done. You're not retired, you're gonna retire with the $1.5 million in the bank, you're done. There's no room for failure. Well, I'm here to tell you, life is all about failure. Jesus is a complete failure, but becomes the cornerstone of our salvation. Like the second reading from Philippians says, when dealing with failures or rejection, have no anxiety, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So I ask you, for your homework this week, think about a recent failure. Think about recent rejection that you have faced or you're dealing with in your life, right? And to follow that reading from second reading, to really embrace it and with prayer. Prayer is simply a conversation with God. There's many different forms, ways of prayer. One suggestion I'd like to, you know, suggest to you to add to your repertoire of prayer. A friend of mine suggested, you know, when you pray, try praying in these three ways, these monikers of help, thanks, wow. You get that? Help, thanks, wow. Many times we start prayer kind of, I don't want to say superficial, but kind of fake. And you just kind of like, well, you're in dire need, but you say, well, thank you, God, for these things I don't even know, but thank you. And at least we have something here, you know, at least we have food on the table and there's other people suffering, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, when you're in a state of emergency, when you call 911, do you say like, well, thank you, I need help. 911, how can I help you? I need help. House burning down. Somebody robbed me. Help me. Right? So my friend says, you know, when we pray, just cut out all the BS. Just go straight to what you need. Especially when you're dealing, when you have problems or struggles in your life. Just tell them what you need. You know, it's not, you don't have to be politically correct. You don't have to, you know, it's not being egotistical by asking what you need. Right? You just come to Jesus, tell him what you need, step one. But then when you ask for help, that automatically leads to step two, which is to give thanks, right? Because the Lord is always there with us, even in the midst of our most difficult moments, even in the midst of rejection and failure. And then when you're able to give thanks, that leads to a sense of wonder and awe, which is wow, right? So think about this week, rejections, failures in your life, and try that way of praying. Help, thanks, wow. To really embrace our failures, embrace our rejections, right? And as parents, those of our parents, I really suggest that you perhaps share some of your failures, rejections with your children so they can also learn and grow,